Leia.
And I'm Edie.
And we're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing what makes us happier with a tip or trick thrown in.
We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Energize your January.
You bet. And of course, we will have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week. In our Chit Chat, What's Making Us Happier or Tips segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Leia, I would love to start this segment off because I want to talk about the Green Bay Packers.
And I know why. I mean, I know you always want to talk about the Packers, but I did send Edie a little note the other day indicating that I'm actually going to watch the game on Sunday.
I couldn't be more excited for you. For those of you who are new to the podcast, I am actually a new Green Bay Packer fan. I just started in September.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not yet a fan at all. I don't even know how football works. So
it doesn't really matter, Leia. What you have to look at is which team is happy.
Oh, okay. And then
that's all you have to know. Mm-hmm. And a first down is good. Really, you know, that's it.
I don't even know what a first down is, but what team?
I don't really either, but it's good.
But aren't I supposed to be like rooting for the Packers? What if they're not happy?
But then you don't. Then you don't cheer.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I don't care anyway. So I'm there for the food, Edie.
I am super excited about the Packers being in the playoffs because this is a building year for them. They are the youngest team in the NFL. And everyone was like, this is a building year. They're never going to make the playoffs. You know, Guess what? They made the playoffs. It was thrilling.
Yay.
So I made an analogy for my son that surrounded the Packers, Leia, and I would like to share it because it's making me so happy.
Please do.
So he is in Jazz One at his high school, and they are in a building year too because they lost a lot of key players to graduation last year.
Okay.
And they are getting together an audition tape to see if they win this. Or are chosen, they will be able to go to New York and work with Wynton Marsalis.
Get out.
Wow. Yes. So they are in their building year. And, you know, it was always like, well, Jazz One is in their building year. They won't get it this year, but maybe they will next year. Mm-hmm. And I said to Gus, the Packers were in their building year and now they're in the playoffs.
There you go.
Jazz One is in their building year, but. You know, look what the Packers did.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Oh, that would be so fantastic.
So, you know, even if you're like in a building year of whatever it is, you know, your dreams come true, Leia. Dreams come true.
They sure can. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you a couple players to look for because it really will. You can eat your food and look for these players because it's really fun to know the players.
Yes.
First of all, our quarterback, his name is Jordan Love.
I love that because he's going to be easy to find. And what a great name. I wish I had that last name.
Oh, yes. And he'll be easy to spot because Love is on the back of his jersey.
Right. What's his number?
Yeah. 10. Okay. So the first time we were watching, I was like, why do they keep showing that guy on the sidelines with a towel on his head? And it was Jordan Love.
Because everybody loves him, even when he's on the sidelines.
Well, they just show him, but I didn't recognize him without the number and his name on the back because I was such a new fan. So he's fabulous. You're going to want to look for Owens because he's Simone Biles' husband.
Oh, the gymnast. Oh, love it.
Yes.
The Packers.
So she will definitely be there because she supports her man. She loves that.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay. I'll be looking for her. That'll be the highlight for me.
Yeah, look for her. Like the Chiefs have Taylor, but we have Simone Biles, which is awesome. She's a goat. Right. You want to look for Aaron Jones. He's often injured, but he's not injured. And compared to everyone else, he's just a little guy. And he like weaves in and out of all those other, you know, big football players. And he's awesome. We love him. Jones.
Jones.
Yeah. Okay. We're in trouble if he gets injured and carted off the field. So just turn the game off if that happens. Okay. And then the last player I want you to look for, Leah, is called the Quad Father. And that's AJ Dillon, the Quad Father, because he has such massive quads.
The Quad Father.
The Quad Father. And as a result of having those great quads, he has a, dare I say, I know this is the family program, but he has like a delicious looking butt.
Got a good booty, huh? Bubblicious booty.
So I think having that little bit of information, Leah, it's going to make your viewing more fun. Just have fun.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And after we finish recording, I may need a little primer on how the game actually works. I don't know football at all. It just doesn't matter.
Just be happy like when the Packers look happy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Will do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of what makes us happy, the Packers make you happy, and hopefully they will make me happy as well on Sunday when we head on over to Steph and Amon's house to watch the game and, you know, eat.
Eat. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Amon may be the only one who's excited about the game, but no, it's going to be a good time. These days, things that make me happier, let me think. Wonton soup makes me like way happier than I am without it. I've become quite a little addict since we've arrived in Vancouver for our respite. And so I've been sipping and eating a lot of that lately at Han's Wonton Hut, so just down the road from us, which is a place I frequented in my university years. So that is I've been knitting a fair bit, and that makes me happier. It makes me calmer and therefore happier, except when I slip a stitch, which gets me all riled up because I don't quite know how to remedy that. But my Charlotte is helping me figure that out. And Edie, I want to talk for a minute about YouTube, because I'm telling you, I mean, I've always used YouTube for different things, as I know you do too, but over the last month or so, since my dear Emily has passed, I've been needing to tap into mindfulness things and, you know, things that just calm me and make me centered, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I realized is that I can't have an ad go off in the middle of a mindfulness meditation, right? That just does not, that doesn't work. So I signed up for, the first month free to see how I would like it, because it's not cheap. It's like $13 a month or something for one device, only one device. So I thought, well, I'll try it and I'll see what I think. And I tell you, it's the best $13 I have spent in a long time. Fabulous. Totally worth the money for me, because one of the things I'm doing is I've got those music cozy headphones, you know?
Yeah.
That I talked about in the summer when we were discussing products that we love. And it's like a headband, right, with the headphones in it. So I can lie any which way on the bed. Dawn doesn't hear, and I'm comfortable because it's just, they're flush to my ears. So I've been listening to calming music and some meditations through the night. I just have it on replay. You can make a playlist if you are, I guess you can make a playlist anyway on YouTube. I'm not sure, but you can make a playlist for sure if you subscribe, and then it will just go through all of the things that you have set up. So I've got a sleep playlist, a daytime mindfulness playlist, a getting ready for bed playlist. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing it all.
Yeah.
And there's just such good stuff on there. I mean,
good.
If you get some reviews, and I will put some of these things up for our listeners, some of the things I'm recommending for mindfulness, because I've sourced some really great stuff. But I'm also like listening to Tibetan bells and Tibetan, mm-hmm. and then the Tibetan bowls, rather, not bells, Tibetan bowls.
Okay.
And some om chanting with mm-hmm. Tibetan bowls in the background as well. And I'm loving that. And maybe today, or maybe in our next episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the other stuff that I'm into on YouTube. But I'm mm-hmm. just saying that non-interrupted listening and the content that is available is pretty phenomenal. So I'm all over that. And that makes me super happy.
All right, Leia. So that's what's making you happy. And it's also a tip.
It's a tip.
Do I hear a campfire?
Ooh, do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for campfire chat.
Yes, it is.
It's a new year. It's winter. There's a winter storm right now. And it's time to get energized, right?
It sure is. Well, Edie, we've got the same thing happening here today on the West Coast. And, you know, I'm in our little cozy bungalow here just outside of Vancouver, staying cozy. And in fact, I'm Edie can see me barely because I'm actually tucked into a tiny little closet in the back room, which is
in the dark. It's so eerie.
It's ridiculous, but you know, it's and I can barely breathe. I think there's some granny dust in here, and it's just, you know, because this is
a nice closet. Yeah,
it is literally a closet. I've got my clothes. Yeah, I've got my clothes in here, and I had to clear out some things. I just found a record player while I was clearing things out, which is quite exciting because we've sourced some LPs in the last few weeks. So yay. But anyway, it's more than cozy in here. It's actually stifling. So if I pass out, you'll know why. You'll have to finish off the pod, Edie. But yes, we're under winter storm alert here as well. And we're at, I think, minus 11 Celsius or something this morning.
Okay. Well, I was thinking that we could each share three ways how we're staying energized this month. My word of the year is enhance. If you want to hear more about both of our words of the year, please listen to episode 146, where we discuss it at length.
Yes.
So my word of the year is enhance. And every month I choose something different to enhance. And this month I'm enhancing my energy.
Hence the podcast.
Yeah, hence the podcast.
Okay. How nice to us off, Edie. Back to YouTube. We're going back to YouTube, Edie.
Back it up.
Yeah. Back it up, baby. So also this free, not free, non-free, but ad-free opportunity is really great for exercising because you don't get
paid.
And Edie, I have signed up for a Pilates challenge for January, and I'm getting super energized. So,
Leia, don't you need one of those? I guess I'm ignorant about Pilates, but you don't need one of those reformer machines.
that's high end. That's beyond what.
You can do Pilates without one.
100%. So the reformer is cool. I've never used one. It looks interesting, but I've done Pilates for years without a reformer. Yeah, there's group classes, all kinds of stuff. So no, you do not. Okay. It's all about the core though. All about the core, baby, which I'm pretty psyched to deal with my core. So Nicole, my sister, recommended Girl on a Mat. And she's got a 30-day Pilates challenge. And so I tried that out the other day. She's delightful. She's from Britain. And
Britain.
And she's kind of our age-ish and really fun. And she's got 30 minutes a day challenges.
Nice.
Yeah, really nice. Except it's a little bit beyond me at this point. So I'm thinking after I do this other challenge, I will graduate to Girl on a Mat because I did the first day and I was a little overwhelmed by it because I'm, you know, I'm pretty weak. I haven't done much for a long time, and because of my motorcycle accident, I've got some pins in me and whatnot, and I just don't have the flexibility to manage Girl on a Mat just yet, but it might come. So I did a little more searching and I found another woman that I love. Her name is Kate Coates. It's spelt, and we'll put it in the show notes, Kait coats, as in the thing that I'm surrounded by in the closet here.
It's surrounded
by coats, yes. And she is just lovely. Her energy is beautiful. And she's just like, hi, friends. And she just invites you in. And she's a lot younger than we are, I suspect. But she modifies things, as does Girl on a Mat. So, you know, I would look into them both. But Kate is just warming my heart. And she talks a lot about your thought, Edie.
What's that?
They're the muscles that join your thighs and your butt. Your
thought. Oh, okay.
She's coined this term, I guess. And she talks about like being able to put a pencil, imagining a pencil between your thought.
No, that sounds advanced.
Ooh, it is. Well, it's hard, but once you tune into where your core is and you can really get that energized, you can actually imagine that happening. So I've actually found my core she talks also about pressing your back into the ground, right? So a lot of the exercises are mat exercises, or at least so far here's the other thing. Here's the big tip. You don't need to start a challenge on January 1st. I start mine on January 8th or 9th. So I'm in the fourth or fifth day.
You start it when you start it.
Right? Yeah. And I'm still in January.
Who cares?
You can start it if you're listening to this and you know in June, do it then too. So, so I found that, that place when I imagine that I'm pressing down on a coin with my lower back on the mat, that's when I can engage my core, and boy, is that energizing. And does it ever feel good? And it's not sucking in your gut. It's a whole different feeling. Yeah. So I'm really excited about my Pilates challenge, and that is totally energizing me. And when we get off the pod today, I'm going to go do it for the day.
Good. I am going to look into that.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about you?
Okay. My first one is to energize myself. I'm adding slices of organic lemon to my water. Mm. I get up in the morning. I slice my lemons. I throw it in a glass of water, and then I drink it all. And then I add more water.
Yeah.
So my friend Lena, who we're doing Enhance together, like she chose the word, and I'm like, oh, I'll do it too. Mm-hmm. But she likes to know the why of things. And here's some reasons why adding lemon to your water is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It aids in digestion. It helps you stay hydrated, obvi. You get vitamin C, a potassium boost. It helps prevent kidney stones, and it's good for your skin.
Oh, that's so great. I can tell you one thing, though, it's not good for, Edie. The enamel on your teeth.
Well.
You just need to brush your teeth often or rinse with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say rinse with deodorant. Rinse with mouthwash, not with deodorant. I'm getting very lightheaded in this closet. I'm just saying.
Yes. So that's my tip. Put some organic lemons in your water.
Love it.
And then brush your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Or scope it out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Scope it out as in scope the mouthwash. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing I'm being energized by during our respite here in Vancouver is the standing dates we have with our friends, Steph and Amon. So our daughter, Charlotte, and I'm going to try out this new thing that I've been writing about in my blog. And I'm going to say that I have one daughter in my heart and one daughter on earth. Just going to say that. That's the first time I've said it publicly. So I like that. Anyway, our daughter, Charlotte, here in Vancouver with us, she's going to uni, and she's just started a part-time job for the city of Vancouver as a lifeguard and swim instructor. And she works Wednesday and Sunday evenings. And so what we decided is that while we are here, we will pick her up after each of her shifts. Which is a really sweet thing, because she's exhausted, you know, and it's going to be tiring for her. And it's just, We're just so excited to see her. We love being with her. So picking her up is a delight. But as it turns out, our friend Stefan Amon lived just down the street from the pool that Charlotte is working at. So we have standing dates with them every Wednesday and Sunday. And we just started this. And so our last standing date was we brought over some chili that my friend Donna had made for us. And Steph provided all the cheese and the sour cream and all the other good stuff. And we just had such a fun time. And they're just so easy to be with. So that was absolutely delightful. Our next standing date will be the Packers game and then on into the evening. So Charlotte will be there for a while. She can get started. And then now I have to admit that we're going to watch it on replay. Aman is TiVoing it, so we won't watch it in live time. So
I think that's absolutely great because then you won't have to see all the stupid commercials.
Oh, but I like commercials.
Oh, you wouldn't like these.
Oh. Really? Okay.
There's too many of them.
Okay, good then. All right. So they're not the stupendous Super Bowl commercials, I guess.
No, that happens during the Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, these standing dates are, you know, I mean, we know we love spending time with Steffi and Aman. And so this is just a beautiful, easy, energizing thing that is a routine now, that will become a routine and that is a beautiful thing. So I'm super energized knowing that I've got at least 2 dates a week with my buddies.
Leah, I am remembering back to when we both lived in Korea, and I think Tim and I came over every Wednesday night or Thursday night, we had a standing date.
We did. Wasn't it Thursday? I don't remember, but
I feel like it might have been Thursday, and then we watched
Friends or Twin
Friends. Yeah.
It was so fun. We'd order pizza. Pizza Hut was the only option.
Yeah.
I remember the cheeseburger pizza.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Yeah, we'd all crawl into your bed and like watch TV.
A little bed. We'd all be on the little bed watching TV.
Under your huge down comforter. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, my sleeping bag, my stinky sleeping bag too, that I'd never cleaned. Don was disgusted by it, but yes.
Well, didn't I don't we think do we were disgusted by it.
We did the firm exercise videos, or we'd laugh at them.
No, we just watch them.
Okay, we just watch and not exercise. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, so same idea. Good friends, easy people to be with, and super energetic.
And a lot of laughs. All right, my next way to stay energized in January is something that's new to me. Mm-hmm. Being like a single mom and having teenagers, I just can't keep up. Often things are a mess and I'm always like, well, things are just a mess, you know, when I go to bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's like kind of a lame attitude for me to have right now. So before I go to bed, I'm clearing and I'm cleaning, meaning I'm wiping down all the kitchen counters. So I wake up every morning to a nice kitchen and it's so energizing because I don't wake up and feel like I'm behind the eight ball, you know?
Right. And I know you've mentioned this before. You are very energized by clean countertops.
I am so energized. And whatever date it is, I've been doing it, I think, since before the New Year's. Mm-hmm. And it really works for me. It does require some effort, but the payoff of being energized in the morning, because then I just get up, I make my coffee, I light my candle, I drink my lemon water. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Love.
Yes. Fabulous. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's not a big deal, right? You just do it.
I just do it.
Yeah. It doesn't take hours and hours, or I hope not.
Well, no, it does not take hours and hours, but it is an effort, but it's worth it.
Indeed. Okay. Well, for another energizing thing for me is Dawn and I have started cooking together. And we used to do this way back when, and we haven't in a long, long time. And now that we have some time together, just the two of us, we're just, you know, renewing things. And this is one of the things that we want to get back to, or we have gotten back to. And so we sit down and we talk about what's next. And so far, One evening, we made a Tuscan artichoke salad and a beautiful lemon chicken to go with it. That was beautiful, except we forgot to make the potatoes. So I had to quickly microwave some baked potatoes. So that wasn't awesome. But the artichoke salad and the chicken were brilliant. We had a little bit of sparring back and forth because A, we don't really know our way around very well, this granny's kitchen. So it's hard to find the things that we need. This is our friend, our dear friend, Donna. She's graciously allowed us to stay at her mama's house, who passed in the summer. So we just have to figure out where stuff is. And also, we just have to learn how to navigate around each other in the kitchen. Don's a bit of a know-it-all. He's like, well, I know how to do that. And it's like, no, we're following the recipe, babe. Don't jump in with your own stuff. Like, we've got it. Let's just try and do it the way they suggest, instead of you going, okay, well, you know, so that's, we're finding our way around this, but it's fun. It's nice. And
yes.
And it's just a really nice way to be together and have a purpose. And of course that includes, you know, one night Don is doing more of the sous chefing and I'm doing more of the cooking and vice versa. We're kind of trading off. Mostly I've dictated the menus so far, but he's totally open to getting into it and doing that also. So yeah. And then of course we have to clean up as well. And I'm kind of exhausted by that time. But
yeah, I was going to say, how is this energizing, Leah?
Well, it's fun to be together and it's fun to have control over what we eat, because for the last month or so, you know, people have gifted us so many lovely things and been bringing over food and whatnot. And I just want to become more healthy again too, so that the healthfulness of our food is also energizing. Yeah, and just being with my sweetie, right? So
yeah.
So yay.
All right. So I'm gonna wrap up my part of this campfire chat. I am energized by Leia. I'm making a weekly list to free up my brain from clutter.
Oh,
so good. I just write like a list of things that need to get done during the week. And then I don't always have to be reviewing them in my mind, you know, which was my old method. And I really like it. Yeah. And if I don't get everything done, I just put it on next week's list or whatever. And I'm not too, like, I don't know, I was going to say freaked out. That's not the word. I'm not too obsessive about the list, but it does really help me, like, you know, what appointments I need to make, what I need to cancel, who I need to write to, blah, blah, blah.
100%.
And I'm just going to throw in another and a bonus tip. I have discovered, thanks to my friend Prairie Sherry, Zum spray. Do you know about Zum, that product?
Nope.
I feel like they're becoming kind of like how Burt's Bees, you know, used to only be able to buy that at like a co-op.
Right.
And now it's everywhere. I feel like Zum is also like doing that. So I saw it at Target and then I didn't see it at Target. But anyway, it's all natural. And my friend Sharon gave me this spray that you can use for the air. You can spray your pillow with it and you can spray yourself with it.
Okay. Okay. So it's not a mouth spray.
No. and this is the energizing spray that I use every morning is peppermint vanilla. So I spray the air, I spray myself and then I go in the kitchen and look at the clean counters and drink my lemon water.
Well, all together. Wow. It's like the trifecta of energy.
It's the trifecta. It is. It's the trifecta.
That is fantastic. Okay. Love it so much. This has just been a simple and lovely episode. I've loved chatting with you today, Edie. Makes me happy and energized. It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge.
This week, Leia, our Chit Chat Challenge is to think about what energizes you and then to do it so you get energized.
Totally. And it doesn't have to be big. As you can see, none of our things are massive undertakings.
No. I feel like the biggest one that it still sounded awesome and energizing to me is the Pilates challenge.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, as soon as we get off the air here, Edie, I'm going to go work on my foot.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if AJ Dillon, the quad father, you know, is doing a Pilates challenge.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I would not be surprised. Every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, which is a really fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and to give your opinions and your recommendations.
Absolutely. It's a fabulous little enclave on Facebook. So yeah, that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to Insta, our blogs, to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and the CC Coop. And Leah, I really want to recommend that people check out your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful blog.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's called New Start Every Day. You can click on the link in the show notes. But yeah, it's been about lately. I've had it for a long, long time, but since Emily passed, it's been me reflecting on my grief and my healing journey. And it's been very healing for me and quite energizing. In fact, it's not, you know, it's not super glum. It's actually uplifting. So yeah, I recommend you check it out.
Yes, your writing is just wonderful. And I don't think I told you this, but I just love that one that you wrote about the trees.
Oh, the Three Friends of Winter. Yes.
Oh, so good. Oh, you do not want to miss that one.
Thank you so much.
If you are as opinionated as we are, we would love for you to rate, give us a 5-star rating, and review us on the podcast app you listen to us on.
Yes, please. It's going to help more people find this fun and fabulous podcast.
Well, thanks again, Leah, for doing the editing.
Yep. No problem. Can do. All right.
But not no problem. My pleasure.
Right. My pleasure. It is my pleasure. Absolutely. So yeah, I got to get out of this closet, Edie, because I feel about ready to lose all air. So bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.